22 minutes past 8 o'clock, 822 at 97.5 Glory FM. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dr. Alan Painter of Direct Physician Services. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mike. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did, sir. How about you?
I just tried to stay dry, most of it.
Well, I know you're interested in the State of the Union address tomorrow night, aren't you?
I am. Everything seems to be coordinating quite well for that address. If you notice, the CDC has relaxed the mask mandates even more. And so is most of the states and local governments. It's amazing how everything coincides.
You know, what's amazing, sir, is this the semantics and how the words are used. You know, you and I talk about mandates, and then I've heard recently that, well, the CDC was only using guidelines and also the word recommendations. So it isn't like we were making you do it, but we were suggesting you do this because of the recommendations that we saw with the quote-unquote science. But now you're seeing, okay, people say, oh, I believe in the science, but so we're going to cut back. Gwinnett County school system today will no longer, quote-unquote, mandate students. They recommend you wear a mask, but you don't have to wear a mask and that kind of thing. So we're seeing a lot of things. Still, the politics go on with this thing, but I think overall people are just getting tired of it.
I agree. I think finally people are starting to see what this virus was and wasn't, and thankfully things are getting better for us.
Do you think, is it seasonal, sir? From that standpoint, that's what concerns me. Is this going to be something we see like flu in the future?
Well, we're going to see it again. And what you just said about seeing in the future, people ought to be paying quite attention to the World Health Organization. They are apparently proposing an international treaty that would give them control over pandemic response. 194 nations, if signed in May. So people should be paying attention. It may not be you dealing with the local government anymore, but it may be the World Health Organization enforcing your medical responses.
And the scary part there is who would be enforcing that, and with the World Health Organization, that'd be scary as all get out.
Well, indeed.
So you look at, for example, I think people need to realize, take a step back for a moment. You know, we've got a war going on in Ukraine and in Russia, and there's no really anything being said about this virus, even in Europe right now, is there?
No. Staying alive minute to minute, I think it takes priority over slow death from a virus. And right now, all eyes are turning on the world conflict or the possibility of world conflict.
Well, even in the UK, we used to hear about what was going on in the England, for example, before it came here to the U.S. But now it's like, okay, as you say, the closer we get to tomorrow night, it'd be interesting to see what the science is saying now.
Well, I think all they have to do is put forth the real science, and this virus is basically over with, and early treatment for those who contract it is the way to go.
Well, now, sir, are you seeing much flu around the area?
No, I am not. There's a couple of outbreaks back early in the fall, and it just kind of went away. So, no, this has, again, been a very mild flu season.
What does that tell you?
I'm not sure what to make out of it, Mike. Either one virus is displacing another, or something is totally changing in our environment. I have no clue.
That's my concern, is that it may be one virus replacing the other virus.
Well, if the coronavirus keeps getting milder, it may be a good thing. Hard to say.
All right. But, Giz, I know you're seeing a lot of patients from that standpoint. You can contact Dr. Painter at his office at Direct Physician Services at 770-530-3342. And he's a great one to get you in as quickly as possible there, 770-530-3342. Tell me you heard about it right here on 97.5. More and more people are wanting to hear about what you've got to say. And, of course, they can log online to your website, dpsga.com. That's dpsga.com. You can get a chance to see all the information he gives us here on 97.5 Glory FM. Look forward to talking to you Wednesday morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care.
I appreciate it very much. Yes, we'll talk more about that later on here on 97.5 Glory FM as we bring you the information you need for your